California motorists are seeing record-high prices at the gas pumps. The average in San Diego is $2.21 a gallon. That's 34 cents higher than just a month ago. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that California's price spike may be a preview of what drivers elsewhere in the country can expect.
After years of paying higher-than-average gasoline prices, San Diegans have almost grown numb. But Aaron Ho still did a double take when he pulled into an Exxon station this week and found unleaded regular selling for $2.17 a gallon.
Well, it's pretty crazy. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Like, you just keep rising up. And it seems like California is the most expensive one in the nation. And I've been driving a lot less than before now, trying to save us some gas.
Down the street at a Chevron station, gas was $2.19 a gallon. It cost Al Marzen nearly $30 to fill the tank of his Chevy Astro van.
I think it's outrageous. It's just too expensive to drive back and forth to work. I got to fill out the truck at least every week and a half.
Diane Goulart keeps her car tuned up and uses gasoline additives in hopes of milking extra miles out of every precious gallon. Even so, she's had to cut back on driving as local gas prices jumped 18% in just 1 month.
I don't really like it, but there's not much we can do. And I think part of it is a consumer, I don't understand why the increase. It's confusing.
Unhappy drivers can't blame crude oil prices. While oil prices are relatively high, they're actually lower than they were a year ago, while gasoline is now more expensive. Refining has become the bottleneck in California, especially at this time of year, when many plants are shut down for maintenance and to make the switch from winter to summer blend gas. Paul Gonzalez of the Auto Club of Southern California says refiners can usually accommodate that seasonal switch because people are driving less. But this year, winter demand for gas has been higher than ever.
Our demand for gasoline doesn't seem to be lessening any. However, our ability to make gasoline is almost fixed. We have not built a refinery in California in about 30 years, so it's not hard to do the arithmetic and realize that after a certain amount of time, we just don't have as much gas as we want, and that means higher prices.
With limited refining capacity, the system is vulnerable to price shocks and panic buying, as California has seen in the last several weeks. Wholesale prices have now begun to inch downward, suggesting the worst of California's price spike may be over. But Gonzalez says other parts of the country may still be in for a shock.
California is a bellwether for much of the country. So what we're going to be seeing is a repeat of what we had in California and other regions of the country. Those other regions are beginning to go into their turnaround phase now, when they must switch from the production of winter grade to the production of summer grade fuel. And if demand does not slacken in order to make up for that, then you're going to see price spikes in other parts of the country, and I think it's likely that we will see that this year.
U.S. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham said last week that the Bush administration is extremely concerned about high gas prices. The Alliance to Save Energy, a conservation group, recommends that consumers slow down, check their tire pressure, and consider fuel efficiency when choosing a new car. At this San Diego Toyota dealer, salesman Dan Passanelli has seen a lot of interest in the new Prius gas-electric hybrid. Motor Trend's Car of the Year boasts an impressive 60 miles to the gallon in the city.
If I had one Prius for every day of the week, I would sell one every day of the week. Demand is that high.
In a perverse twist on the old gas lines, though, demand for the Prius outstrips supply. This dealership has a waiting list of 6 to 8 months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.